Hello and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I'll be talking about a topic which I got asked about just about an hour ago after finishing a keynote talk. I'm on a podcast that I was just on. And for me, the topic that came up was, should you be batch creating your content or should you create on the go? And the reason that I got asked it is because I have quite a strong opinion on this for me. And there's a couple of key reasons as to why. Now, I'm not saying whether one's right or wrong. For me, it's just a preference. And the most important thing is obviously doing it consistently enough, no matter where you're currently posting, whether it's on social media, whether it's on your website, whether it's emails, whatever. The biggest thing is getting it out there, right? So big caveat to everything that I'm about to say on this episode. It is all caveated by the fact that I don't care how you do it. You just need to make sure that you're doing it properly. But the question got poised to me, and I'm going to give you the answer in very true, straight to the point like fashion. And we actually covered it briefly on the podcast with Jamie York last week. And I'd love to know what your thoughts were on that episode, by the way. Feel free to drop me a message on Instagram, tag me in, whatever. I'd be really, really grateful if you would. But this is a topic that comes up a lot, right? It's when should you create content? How should you create it? And then also, do you then repurpose onto every platform? So on and so forth. Now, the bit that I'm going to focus on in this episode is batching versus creating on the go. Now, for those of you that know me, that have been following me for a while, I don't really spend time creating content. I actually find it quite difficult to do so. Like the closest I ever get is like what I'm doing right now, right? Setting my laptop up after an amazing keynote where I'm full of energy, pressing record and then just speaking into a microphone to give you guys some value. Like that's literally as much as my planning really goes. And I'm going to give you the reasons as to why. Now, you may be different to me, but I actually find when I sit down to create content, let's say I allocate an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to get my content done for the month that a lot of people do, I struggle to get into the creative flow. And I also find myself in kind of like one state of emotion throughout it all. And therefore, if I was to say create yesterday, spend the whole day creating yesterday to create, I don't know, 50, 60 pieces of content for the month, I wouldn't get the mixture of energy levels that I would get if I was creating on the go. And therefore, I find that I end up creating very similar tones of content. And this is really important, especially if you're doing podcasting, video type content creation, because each day you're going to be feeling differently. Each day I feel differently. And I want to be, especially as I'm going on this journey and I'm going through different experiences, the ups and downs of being in business, I want to leverage every emotion that I'm feeling and simply follow the easiest content creation method going, which is documentation. Now, I'm not saying batching is the wrong thing to do, right? If it works for you, then it works for you. All I'm giving you is my opinion and the fact that my content performs better as when I'm going through my everyday life. If I hit a certain point where I feel something, I get a gut feeling, I am now trained in a way where the habit is ingrained in me to pick up my phone or make sure that my camera's by me to be able to then deliver a piece of content in a way that I believe is going to connect with people in the most effective way. Now, this is something that, again, like I said, is a habit that you've got to get into. Like I try to live with as much as my life on camera as I possibly can, especially when it comes to business, because quite frankly, being in a consultative role, in a consultancy role, being in a place where I'm always looking at providing education, advice, strategy, where I'm always helping other people, I never really know when something half decent is going to come out of my mouth, right? It's hard to actually categorize and put a time and a place and a date of when something half decent is going to come out. So what I want to make sure that I'm doing is trying to capture as much as I possibly can. Therefore, what happens is at the points where I become the most energetic, the most charismatic, I have the ability to be able to deliver it in a way which is actually going to be categorized as engaging. So what I want to encourage you to do, this isn't going to be a long episode whatsoever. I want to keep it quite short. But I want you to try it with me. And I'm going to do this like actively on my Instagram stories. So if you're not following me already, christaylor.ig, I'm going to do it on there. But I'm also running a challenge. It's my Instagram challenge. I'm bringing it back. It's the flagship event of how my whole initial marketing business was born. We start on the 1st of June and we're doing a few different introductory trainings to it. So you can find out more about it there. But I'm going to be doing a content challenge within that 30 days, which is going to encourage and push us to make sure that we're creating on the go and not batch creating. And then I want you to track your engagement as you then progress through this challenge, whether you join me on the paid version or you just participate in the free story challenge that I'm going to be doing. I want you to go through this process of making sure, and this comes into like the accountability part, that you are making sure that you're doing something every day, that you've got then something to talk about, because that's the biggest issue that people find, which is why they batch create, right? They'll spend 10, 15 minutes, right, going out and researching some content titles on YouTube, right? They'll go and have a look for them all. Then what they then do is they then program 2 hours to go, right, for this 2 hours, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to bash out all this content so I don't have to think about it for the rest of the month. It's like content's done half-heartedly. But for me, like, content isn't just a tick box exercise. Content is how I build relationships. Content is how I attract more people towards me. Content is how I generate more leads into my company. It's how I attract high quality talent these days, because they're all searching us before they look at even applying for roles with us now. And it's also me standing out from all the other competitors that I've got. If I'm putting out the best content, the most energetic, the most passionate type versions of content of me out there into the world, it's going to bring that energy back. It comes back. It's a big circle in the way that it works. So I'm going to encourage you right now. You don't have to wait until the 1st of June, right? You can do this starting today. It's to put yourself in the environments, put yourself in the positions where you're going to be pushed outside your comfort zone to create on the go. You need to be disciplined enough to make sure that you do it. But I want you to show the most charismatic, the most energetic, the most passionate versions of yourself, because that's what's going to unlock and allow us to actually get the engagement that we're looking for that's going to give us the results. And that's exactly what I broke down on that podcast, on that interview, was my thoughts on batch creating versus on the go creating. And I've just, again, just my opinion, find it difficult to show the same compassion, the same energy level, the same charisma when I'm doing video of the video of the video of the video, compared to when I'm just picking up my phone throughout each day that's going on and just talking and giving little bits of information, little bits of context, story out the back end of it, to then actually connect it as if it's actually real life and happening. If this was like the fourth podcast that I had to record today, fall straight to the point, it would have been delivered in a totally different way compared to the way that I'm delivering it now, which is just off the back of a keynote where my energy levels have never been higher. The level at which you create will equally return in the reward and the success that you have from the content that you put out there. If you put 110% in, you're going to get 110% out. The people that you see online creating content half-heartedly, you can tell it a mile away, right? The people that are all in, that do this every single day, they're flipping all in on it. They're the people that you connect with. They're the people that you vibe with. They're the people that you reach out to. So every single time that you look to create, do it when you're at your most peak state. And if you're not getting there each day, try to fill your diary up with stuff that's going to get you there. No matter whether you're a product-based business or service-based business, the most charismatic and the most energy and the most passionate version of yourself is the person that people want to see. And as always, if you need any help with this whatsoever, just drop me a DM, drop me a message. Like, this stuff isn't rocket science. It's always really, really simple, but it's so effective when you get it right. It's just simple structures, like holding yourself accountable, and the discipline then to go with it to make sure that you're ingraining the habit to show up every single day being the best version of you that you can be. See you in the next one.